This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining us. Well, here we go. We're going to go through all 250 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Now, if you're a real Tags fan, you say, wait a minute, there's only 249. Well, I'm counting the pilot episode that appeared on February 15th, 1960, written by Arthur Standard and directed by Sheldon Leonard, and that appeared on The Danny Thomas Show. Later in syndication, it was changed to Make Room for Daddy. But what you need to know is that Danny Thomas had a very successful family show, and this show was utilized to spin off the Andy Griffith Show. Now, what happens in this particular pilot, and many Andy Griffith Show fans haven't even seen this pilot, so it's out there if you'd like to get a copy of it. What happens is Danny Thomas and his family are going through Mayberry, and Sheriff Andy Taylor pulls him over for a traffic violation. A traffic violation I'm going to ask you about near the end of this podcast is our trivia question. And basically, Danny gets upset that he got pulled over for his particular violation and demands to see the justice of the peace. Well, Andy says, well, let's go inside. We'll talk to the justice of the peace. Andy sits down at his table, his desk, and turns his sign up, puts another sign up. It turns out Andy's also the justice of the peace. Well, of course, Danny Thomas says, you know, this is just a farce. And so there's a lot of things that go on in this episode that Danny Thomas is really playing an angry person. And he says he's going to spread the news about how Andy does things. So he says he wants to talk to the editor of the local newspaper. So Andy lets him use the phone on one side of the desk, and he doesn't realize, but he's actually dialing the phone number to the phone on the other side of Andy's desk, who picks it up, puts his hat on, and says, I'm the editor of the Mayberry Gazette. So Andy, in this pilot episode, played three roles, which is something that didn't carry over into the Andy Griffith Show. Danny got upset at being arrested. Andy Griffith was going to charge him $5, but Danny, being a successful entertainer, pulled out a wad of cash and threw down $5 and said, here, make it 10, or let me just give you another 15. And so Andy thought, I got to do something about this. So he raised the fine to either 10 days in jail or $100. Well, this obviously outraged Danny Thomas, and so he decides, I'm not going to pay it. It's just a principle of thing. He sends his family on to New York, and he calls a local CBS affiliate and says, I want to do a television interview and basically show the world what's happening to me by this hick sheriff. And again, one of the things that you'll see in this episode is the many different names that Danny Thomas calls Andy Griffith in this episode. I'll just go through some of those for you. He calls him an imitation Wyatt Earp. He calls him Clem Hayseed, a Jesse James with a badge, a backwoods racketeer with a badge. He calls him a crooked politician, an ornery and greedy critter, a southern fried politician, Simon Legree, a tyrant, a one-man Gestapo, a rube, and a hick. So Danny Thomas was very busy calling Andy Griffith all kinds of names. And, of course, Andy in his style just sort of took it and listened to him and let Danny pretty much make a fool of himself. So Danny basically gets locked in jail, and when he gets this television interview arranged, he gets on the air and he has this big sheet, or I should say quilt, around him, and he's saying the jail and what he's having to stay in is really bad. And that's when Andy had enough. He steps in on the television interview and says that's just not true. And then he starts getting questioned, and when he gets questioned, he gets asked about why he raised the fine, because that did seem a little bit unusual. And Andy gives a really interesting explanation. He said, you realize that when Danny Thomas had so much money, that a $5 or $10 fine really wasn't going to make much of an impact on him. He wanted Danny to, you know, feel the weight of the law. And so that's why he raised the penalty to $100. And after hearing all this, and even before that happened, Andy's son, Opie, comes in. This is Ron Howard's first appearance, and they talk about Ron Howard's turtle accidentally gets stepped on, and he wants Andy to give the person who did it a fair trial, then hang her. And Andy says, no, we have to deal with these losses, and talks about having a funeral for the turtle. And again, Danny Thomas witnesses all this, and he sees a softer side of Andy. Later on, another character comes in, and it's what we later become to know as Aunt B is Frances Bavier, who is appearing in this pilot episode as Henrietta Perkins. And the interesting situation here is that her husband, who really didn't have a very good life, she wanted to bury him in a nice suit, so she rented a suit from someone in town who turns out to later in Andy Griffith's show episodes be Ben Weaver. And you remember the old crusty Ben Weaver, and he basically had been charging Henrietta 50 cents a day and had made over $350 on her because, you know, they buried her husband in the suit and she had to continue to pay 50 cents a day. And because of this, she was unable to pay for her taxes, and that's why she was in the office talking to Andy. So Andy resolves this by bringing in the future Ben Weaver and telling him that if he's committed fraud, and so he makes him give back $300 to Henrietta. So again, a very interesting side note there. Frances Bavier appeared as a different character. Ron Howard appeared as Opie and, of course, continued on as Opie. We also had the town drunk appear. His name was Will Hoople. He walks in, unlocks the jail cell, locks himself in, and lays down, just exactly what Otis Campbell would do later on. Now, this town drunk was played by Frank Caddy. Most of us would know him as Sam Drucker on Petticoat Junction. And he also made an appearance on the Andy Griffith Show as a drunk later on. You may remember that episode, and we'll talk about it later on as we go through the series. But again, it was a very interesting that they were establishing that character early on and then went to another character to play it. Ron Howard's father also appeared in this episode, and he really only had two lines. He says, "That's it, wrap it up." And he's appearing as the television director. And again, you will see other appearances by Ron Howard's father, Rance Howard, in this, and his brother playing the role of Leon in some of the later episodes. And you know, if you've watched, kept up with Ron Howard's career, you'll see that he's had his father and his brother in several of the movies that he's done. So again, getting back to the what was going on with the episode. After Danny hears Andy dealing with the local townspeople and his life situations, and then hears the reason why Andy gave him such a large fine, he starts to realize that he was really just acting like a big shot, and that he had really mistaken Andy as not somebody. He thought he was somebody who just really wanted to get money off of him, but now he realizes that Danny realized he himself had been a buffoon, and he apologized to Andy on the air before that particular broadcast. So again, you know, it's a very interesting episode with a funny ending, and I'm not going to tell it to you because hopefully you'll get a chance to go out and watch it. Tell you some other interesting things about that episode that you'll find. When Andy walks on to the set, you hear a loud applause from a crowd, and that's because he'd already been popular as a stand-up comedian and done other television appearances. You also hear Andy talk about his Aunt Lucy cleaning the courthouse and taking care of the house. That's the person that we assume was before Aunt B, because there was no Aunt Lucy on the Andy Griffith Show. And in the Andy Griffith Show, I think Andy only mentions his wife maybe two times, and one time is actually in this pilot, and he has a relatively long conversation with Opie saying that his wife had died. He was really relating it to what Opie was going through with the turtle, which brings about a very funny line when Andy Taylor's talking to Opie about the death of his turtle. And you remember the turtle died because someone stepped on it. Then Opie replied, "Who stepped on Ma?" Which is very funny. And so he sort of explains that that's not what happened to her. But anyway, again, the pilot also had Andy playing the sheriff, the justice of the peace, of the editor, as I mentioned earlier. By the time this went on to be the Andy Griffith Show, you only saw Andy as the sheriff. Only rarely did you ever see Andy become the justice of the peace like he had been on that first episode. So what we see happening here is that they had a very popular spinoff. They presented Andy's character in a way that people could get an idea of what he was going to do. And again, Andy's character changed later on. If you've heard Andy Griffith interviewed at all, he's always said that he was going to be the funny one. But once the second episode had been filmed and he realized how funny Don Knotts was, he realized he needed to be the straight man. So they made several changes as the years went on. So again, I hope you get a chance to watch this pilot episode that aired on February 15th, 1960. And here we go with the trivia question. What I want to know is, what was the traffic violation that Andy Griffith stopped Danny Thomas for as he was going through Mayberry? I'll say that again. What was the traffic violation that Andy Griffith stopped Danny Thomas for as he was traveling through Mayberry? If you'd like to email me with the answer to that question, you can email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to my website, burkonmayberry.com, and you can find the trivia question answer there if you can't wait to the next episode. But again, I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking through all these Andy Griffith Show episodes with you and sharing some of my personal highlights and some of the other tidbits and behind-the-scenes information as we go through the series. As they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours.